There we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Birch?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
Okay. Item 2, Board Report. This is where the board gives an update of some of the things that are happening in all of our buildings. So, Mr. Yule? Or excuse me, no, me. All right, in the primary, parent volunteer trainings were held on September 5th, 6th, and 7th to review policies and procedures and volunteers for the 23-24 school year. If you were not able to attend the evening training, please contact the school office to reschedule the training with Mr. Morris. Stoller fundraising is currently underway from September 5th through September 26th for preschool and kindergarten families. Bus evacuations are scheduled for students in grades K through 4 on the morning of September 12th at Norton Elementary, and Life Touch Fall Pictures are scheduled for Wednesday, September 20th.
Okay, Norton Elementary Third Grade Literacy Night. NES will be hosting the Third Grade Literacy Night on Tuesday, September 19th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Third graders and their families are encouraged to join staff, administrators, guest readers from our community, and volunteers for this fun and educational event. The PAC Fall Festival. Join classmates and their families for a fun evening at Columbia Woods to celebrate the start of a new school year. This free event will be full of fun for all ages. The kickoff will be held Sunday, October 8th at Columbia Woods Park from 1 to 3 p.m. Then middle school, Norton Middle School PALS program has had a fabulous start. Our eighth grade PALS have been in Panther Time classes to help fifth graders with organization, technology skills, using school locks, and other skills to help them transition successfully in the middle school. Norton Middle School students are thriving in electives this year with the opportunity to take more classes. New classes include Magic of Electrons, Middle School 101, Panther Cast Media, and Introduction to Spanish. We will be having our Spirit Week and Prep Assembly in conjunction with Say Hello Week starting September 18th, and the Book Fair will be coming to the middle school the week of September 25th.
And finally, from the high school, we're proud to announce the Teacher Academy at Norton High School is at full capacity for the second year with a waiting list. Congratulations to Mrs. Pletcher for her tireless work to build this program and promote it among the Four Cities Compact. The fashion show has become not only a staple of our school year the students and staff look forward to, but it also has become a growing subset of our fine arts department. This fall, we instituted two sections of a wearable arts class where the students will create designs, build relationships with local fashion designers, and work towards putting on a great fashion show in January. They attended the Akron Art Museum on September 5th to begin sketches and work with local artists to begin their designs. Special thanks to Mrs. Thornberry and Mrs. Levack, who's sitting in the back, for growing this program. Homecoming festivities will be the weekend of September 29th and 30th. We will kick off the weekend with our homecoming game against Springfield, where we will announce the king and queen in their court before the game. Then we will have the homecoming dance Saturday night, September 30th. Tickets for the dance are on sale now, I believe. Our fall athletic teams are off to a great start with a lot of success across many sports. One group I'd like to mention is our girls tennis team, who is undefeated in the league and have been one of our most dominant programs in recent years. Congratulations to Coach Phil Scenes and the girls team for another fantastic fall. And I would just like to add that Panthers Closet had an open house in August, and I would like to thank Sarah Friddle and Grace Church for all of their donations to help make that a success. Moving on to item 3, superintendent report.
So I'm going to be mobile here for a second. So we have in October, our report card is coming out, so I'm going to be presenting it at that time. And then that actually comes out on September 15th, so we're excited to do that. But this being our kind of first meeting when school's back in session, errors are made. Errors are made in the classroom and they're made at board meetings. Do you know what we forgot to do? There's people in this audience that know what we forgot.
Mrs. Morris,
what did we forget?
preschool is going to do that.
I'm so sorry.
Listen, in America, we can do the pledge as many times as we want.
That's right.
You can always make a practice. We're going to do this. Some of you will have very deep and low voices, very similar to my own. There's a present at the end, I promise.
I like your shirt.
Oh, he's prepared. Yes.
Are you ready? Come on, you stand right next to me. You got this, buddy. You got this. We're going to do it again. Are you ready? This is a great day to do this. Let's remember. Okay, let's do it again.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So we got presents for
you. We're giving them.
Three of them.
That's okay.
I am so sorry, but you guys did a great job.
That being said, I think we all know the day that is represented. I mean, I know that Stephanie and I were reminiscing about where we were on September 11th. So if everybody could join me in a moment of silence, just to remember those that we lost 22 years ago and the effects it had on us since. Thank you.
Thank you.
Also in October, we've been doing safety projects, not that it's all tied together, but we've been doing safety projects for the last year and all those grants are coming due. So we wanted to make sure we took a little time in our next meeting to show you all the work that we've done and all the money that the state has graciously given us and how we've used it. So we're gonna do that along with our report card next month. So
great.
That's all I have.
Okay. Treasurer's report.
I was just going to highlight quickly the grants that we received last year. In total, we had $493,676.63 worth of grants that we received. Two of those were the safety grants that Mr. Farson spoke about. That was $400,000 just in those alone. We're still working on finishing those up. And then we got at the end of last year some GAR grants. And I'm sorry, I can't really explain what GAR stands for off the top of my head. Thank you. I know they're local grants that our middle school is very successful in writing, and we have three of those, and we're going to have those teachers come and present on those in the next couple of months. We have Panthers as Leaders. They receive $5,800. Panther Cast Production, which is doing announcements in the morning, I believe. That's what that's for, $6,500. And Beyond the Walls of Norton Middle School, $9,270. So we appreciate all of the money that's out there and the people that work hard to write grants and to get that money to come into our system. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 5, student recognition, students of the month.
So we are going to, we always like to rotate it around a little bit, but Mr. Sackett is not here this evening, so I'm going to have Mrs. Edner, you're gonna go last. We'll start with the high school. Mr. Shaner, come on up. Yep.
We're not going to do this.
That's the first one. Nope. That's just the bottom.
Here, let me jump in the middle here. So every month we have, from the high school, two students of the month. We have a regular student of the month, and then we have a career tech student of the month. To my right, this is senior Caitlin Hooper. She is our career tech student of the month. And to my left is Mr. Michael Pettit. He is our September student of the month. So I'm going to get to Michael in just a second. But I want to begin with this young, lovely young lady here next to me, Caitlin Hooper. So she is a phenomenal leader in our building. She is in National Honor Society and National Technical Honor Society. She's one of the few people that has the double in both of those. But what I really admire and respect about Caitlin is I love it when we see these seniors and they know exactly what they want to do. And what Caitlin wants to do, it encompasses her hobbies, it encompasses her time outside of school, is she has a passion for the culinary arts, but in particular, baking, right? And so she is in the culinary program up at Copley, so that is why she is our career tech student of the month. And I remember last year for our one professional development day, we had about 40 teachers that went around and toured all the different career tech programs. Stopped up, had lunch up there, and everyone came back. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Mom was there too, right? And everybody came back and they were like, oh my gosh, it was so good. So if you're not familiar, Copley actually runs a restaurant that you can go eat. All the students prepare all the food. It is really good. I've had their gumbo before. Gumbo, crying out loud, and it was, yeah, you made it. Well, there you go. So that's why it was so good. So Caitlin is, right now she works at the Blue Door Cafe in Cuyahoga Falls, and she also is planning on going into the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York. And at the same time, her poor principal has never gotten any of her baked goods before to try. So I think we need to clean that up here real soon. So yeah, you will change that. So anyway, I love the fact that Caitlin knows exactly what she wants to do. When I asked her, what are some hobbies that you have? Baking, right? I mean, just right along with everything else. So congratulations, Caitlin. And we are so looking forward to the future and seeing how well you do in the Culinary Institute of America. So congratulations. To my left here, we have Mr. Michael Pettit. I'm gonna turn this over to Ms. Levesque here in just a minute, but just a few things about Michael. He's involved in a lot of things at the school, really too much to mention. But one of the cool things is he has a lot of jobs, but he's also what we call a TWE student, so he works for the school. And anyone who is a staff member that's in this room, I guarantee Michael has done some sort of help with them on their computer. We're all shaking their head, yeah? So this guy is somewhat of an evil genius when it comes to computers and everything that comes along with them. You wouldn't believe it if you didn't know Michael, okay, because of his demeanor, but he's actually somewhat of a thrill seeker. Loves Cedar Point. The other day we were talking about our mutual love for Universal Studios. In the future, he's gonna go to the University of Akron and major in computer information systems. So I'll turn it over to Ms. Levesque.
Well, I can firsthand, and I apologize for my voice. This is not a good time for this to happen, but I'm going to do my best to highlight all of the exceptional qualities that Michael has, which is going to be impossible in a matter of 5 minutes. But kind of jumping right into it, it's going without saying that he's a brilliant student, but he is really, really exceptional. And I'm going to illustrate that by saying that he has already gone through AP Art History and then is taking it a second time, which I just think is phenomenal, just because he can go in there and like really go through the program again, but get into the depths of it. You know, when you first go through it and you're just, you know, being introduced to something and you kind of know it by rote, and now he's taking part of these discussions and really bringing a lot to it. And more importantly, kind of speaking to what Mr. Sheener was saying, with technology, I'm not really that good with technology, that's an understatement. But it is so wonderful to have someone coming back a second time. And he is so organized, and he just has this innate way of structuring things. So we sit down and we will talk about the questions or like information deficits, like where we think the class like could be better. And then, like, so we're getting into like evaluation and analysis, and that is just exceptional. And then we talk about it, and of course, I don't format it. He'll come back with like the College Board insignia on it, and I love the little, you know, property of It's just, he's absolutely amazing. I think we all can't wait to see what he does in the next chapter of life. The world is going to be lucky to have him out in it, and you will continue to change people and influence and help us all out there. I could go on, and I know I missed a ton, but just wanted to celebrate him. And it was an honor to talk about you.
There's a lot of people that have dominated Michael and Miss Levesque, so I'm going to be one of them.
So. And then I got laryngitis.
Yeah. So, congratulations, Michael.
All right, Mrs. Snowden, you're up.
This is one that I have the pleasure of introducing you to, Colton Scheif. Colton is a leader in his essence. So, I've been at him since sixth grade. And he's a football player, and as you can imagine in the cafeteria, the football players all like to sit together and they're wearing their football jerseys on Fridays, and they maybe have a little more energy than the rest of the cafeteria. And I'll come over and I'll maybe go dress it, and Colton's always like, I know, he's always taking care of his buddy. So I appreciate that. It's hard to be a middle school student and do the right thing and lead by example and still say thanks with your friends, and he's like a genius at that. So Colton was also chosen to be one of our peers of leaders, and I know Mrs. Smith's going to talk about that a little bit as well. He's one of our eighth grade leaders who works with our fifth graders, and on our orientation day with fifth graders, and all the fifth graders kept saying, who's going to be my buddy? Can that guy be my buddy? And it's just because he's so charismatic, and he's funny, and he's warm, and he helps them, and we're really, really proud to have him. And I'll let Mrs. Flynn talk.
Me too. So I had Colton last year as one of my seventh grade students, and when we were compiling a list of who we think would be really awesome at mentoring these fifth grade students, the seventh grade team instantly came up with Colton because he's kind and he has the biggest heart, and his laugh can really just light up the room because it's so contagious. And we knew that he would be one of the perfect people to really launch this PALS program. He is willing to work with anybody. We know that we can put him in a room and he can form that team and be that leader. And we know that the fifth graders could really look up to him and his warmth and kindness. So when Mrs. Snowden approached Mrs. Ramsey and I for a student of the month, Colton really just shined on that first day that he got to interact with our upcoming fifth graders. Mrs. Snowden had also mentioned that he is one of our football players, and we see that leadership in him on the field and in the school building, and it's so great to have a student like that in our building who has those leadership qualities and those skills. It's so admirable of someone to possess all of those different skills and to really shine in our hallways. We're so proud of everything that he's done so far. The teachers are constantly complimenting us for such a great pick. He fits in so well for our PAL program, and we're really excited to have him as part of it and continue to push our PALS program forward. When he's not being so successful on the field, off the field, in the hallways, I know that he likes to spend time outdoors, laughing with his friends, just being Colton, and that's what we love him for. So we're really excited that we get to share him in our PALS program and then have him here for Student of the Month.
Mrs. Abner is teasing, you can go. You can go before Mr. Morris. You're right, you got it. The stage is yours.
I have a former language arts teacher. Quick is not in the right pattern. Five to introducing to you Gavin Heiberg. He is one of our fourth graders, and he is one neat young man. If you have an opportunity to talk with him, I encourage you to do it, because he has such a great way of sharing information, telling stories, super personable, just a very sweet, thoughtful, kind young man. When we were talking the other day, he was telling me a little bit about baseball. He plays baseball, and I happen to be the mom of a baseball player as well. He is definitely a future Panther pitcher, or shortstop, or center fielder, but I think that pitching is pitching is his favorite. And he's a lefty. Two lefties here, which is pretty awesome. So he was sharing with me that one of his successes in this past summer was that he plays on a travel baseball team, and during their season, they lost a couple of times to the team that they beat to win the championship. So that is pretty exciting stuff. He also works just as hard, or even harder, in the classroom, and so for that, I will turn it over to two of our finest to share a little bit more. So Mrs. Floor, Mrs. Hans.
Gavin is in my homeroom, and fourth graders were the first group to get student of the month. And usually it's like we kind of have to contemplate, talk to the third grade teachers, because we don't know them too well after the first couple weeks. But it was a no-brainer for us this time. We said, Gavin's the one. Just really outstanding amongst all the fourth graders. So we were really proud of them. So the fourth graders, we have a tradition that Mrs. Kuntz, who could not be here with us, always writes a poem about fourth graders. So we're going to recite that poem.
To honor you. It's in honor of you.
Highlight all of your wonderful qualities.
It is fourth grade, and Gavin is ready for the challenging pace. Blonde locks, blue eyes, and a smile on his face.
Prepared, hardworking, a rule follower every day, a student full of great characters to show the way.
Sharing and caring, helper, a past leader is he. Role model, disciplined, as pleasant as can be.
Addition, subtraction, estimating the Lord, rocket math, place value, he really makes the score.
Subjects, predicates, types of sentences too, he thrives for excellence by knowing just what to do.
Science, Ohio history, timelines to create, notebooks and classwork are all up to date.
Loving basketball and baseball with athletic gear as his style, we might have to look at the colors blue and maize once in a while. Not in my room.
When school is over and his homework is done, Gavin enjoys playing with his brothers and having fun. We're so proud of you.
We are so proud. The sweetest thing, it must have been the first week of school, his little brothers waited for Gavin to walk down the hall, and they were standing by the double glass doors, and Gavin saw them, and he welcomed them and said goodbye, and it was the sweetest thing that just melted our hearts. That shows our true character, Gavin. You're a sweet kid. Congratulations.
I thought they were twins. What's that? I thought they were twins.
Oh. All right, Mr. Morris.
So cute.
It's you and Nova. And mom.
All right. So, to my left, Nova Fletcher Worcester, and she is our student of the month from Miss Hughes' class. And you won't find a more pleasant, wonderful, kind soul. Goes out of her way to make a friend. Just ultimate. Good friend at high school level. This is her second year with us, and we just really adore her. Her spirit is unmatched by many. So we want to thank her for being a part of our program, and I know that Ms. Huth has a lot to say also.
I've been hearing the word leadership and good character, and that is definitely Nova, and at such a young age, even at preschool, we can seek those kiddos out. She's definitely the definition of good character and leadership. I typed out a little blurb about her just because I didn't want to miss anything. Nova Fletcher will serve as a star student. She listens, follows directions, and all class and school expectations given by her teacher and her teacher assistant, Mrs. Blinks. She's respectful to all students and staff members. Frequently, when we have a classroom visitor, she will introduce herself proudly and go up to them and give them a warm, big hug. Quite often, she's noticed helping out her other classmates in the room by cleaning up or asking them to play if she notices that they are lonely. I can tell she truly cares about others. She's patient, understanding, kind, and creative. It has been a pleasure to have her in my class and watch her grow. And this will be the second year that she's in my class, so I'm really excited to see how much she's going to grow this year. Thank you, Nova.
So at this time, we'll take a short recess to congratulate the students of the month. If they could all gather over here for a photo, and then we have a yard sign for them as well. Under item six, is there any public participation? Okay. Under item seven, agenda, can I have a motion? Or excuse me, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 8, board business, can I have a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, between Norton City Schools and Don Shimmick, Attachment A?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under item 9, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under item 10, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 through 8?
So moved.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve personnel certified one-year contract pending background check and permit items 1 through 5?
Second.
Any discussion?
I just want to take a minute just to welcome Christina and Shiloh, who are joining. Christina's going to be at the high school as our credit recovery, and Shiloh is going to work as our tutor down at NES. The other 3, 4, and 5 are our current employees. We're just putting on the thing. So welcome to Christina and Shiloh.
Great. Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters C and D?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letter E, approve personnel classified pending background check and permit items 1 through 4?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters F through L?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Hold on 1 second. Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter M, can I have a motion to create the position of Educational Assistant 1 at elementary school for 6.5 hours per day?
So
moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yep.
Motion carries 5-0.
Yes.
Sorry. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters N through S?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
And I should have mentioned, under item S, there's a lot of really nice donations that the district received, especially the barn from PBABC to be used at the stadium, at Norton Youth Football and Cheer, and Little Tykes, donation from Kendra Bornstein, as well as donations from the Kiwanis. So it's very appreciative.
Thank you. We just got way out front. It was fast.
I know. We're moving along. Okay. Under item 12, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. We are adjourned. Thank you all for coming.